On Friday, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions told federal prosecutors to seek the toughest penalties in criminal cases and overrode a 2013 directive from Attorney General Eric Holder that had instructed federal prosecutors not to specify the amount of drugs involved when charging low-level and nonviolent drug offenders. That policy effectively gave judges discretion to set sentences lower than the mandatory punishments, ranging from 5 years to life in prison. The legal counsel for Governor Jay Inslee, Nick Brown, feels that is a bad move. Brown worked as a federal prosecutor before joining the Inslee team 4 years ago. He worked on many criminal cases in his previous job, including several drug conspiracy cases.
And oftentimes, the people that you first get awareness on, that law enforcement first identifies, are your low-level co-conspirators, right? The people that are tasked with driving cars, they're not the decision makers. And you arrest and charge those people. And those people should not be charged and thought of the same as people who are actually making the decisions and profiting the most from those. And so when you bring mandatory minimums, in most drug cases, depending on the weight and type of drug, you're talking about 5 and 10, sometimes more years. Oftentimes, we're very low-level, not particularly culpable people. And the impact that that can have on them and their families can be devastating. We should be bringing that sort of harsh penalty, I think, on the most culpable, the organizers, the people that are directing others beneath them. But you shouldn't bring a one-size-fits-all approach to those individuals.
Sessions' order runs counter to a growing trend in recent years in many states to abandon some of the harshest sentencing policies created in the 1980s-era war on drugs. Brown says he thinks Sessions' move was a gut reaction to being tough on crime and not based on empirical data that shows those sort of policies don't make the public safer. He says giving people more flexible sentencing allows them opportunities when they're released so they don't commit more crimes. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.